This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin here in the United States, where Black Lives Matter organizers in Kenosha, Wisconsin, plan a mass rally and march today as National Guard units stand by with orders to prevent any resurgence of violent demonstrations, which were seen earlier in the week. A tense overnight calm prevailed on Friday in the downtown area, the hub of noisy protests in support of Jacob Blake Jr. He's the black man shot in the back by a white police officer last weekend. The shooting, in front of three of Blake's children, turned the mostly white city of 100,000 into the latest flashpoint in a summer of nationwide unrest over police brutality and racism in the U.S. The 29-year-old Blake survived his 7 gunshot wounds, but was left paralyzed from the waist down. According to police, Blake was wanted on suspicion of felony sexual assault when he was confronted. Mali's West African neighbors are telling the military junta, which seized control of the country this month, it must transfer power to a civilian-led transitional government without delay, and that new elections should be held within a year. In exchange, the economic community of West African states says it'll move toward lifting sanctions imposed after the coup. On Friday, the 15-member group reinforced its hard line because of concerns about prolonged instability in Mali and its potential to undermine the fight against Islamist militants there and in the wider region. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, said Mali's transitional president and prime minister must be civilians and should be banned from running in the new elections. South Korea today is reporting more than 300 new coronavirus infections. It is the 16th consecutive day of triple-digit increases and has heightened worries about a shortage of hospital beds. Korea's recorded 308 new cases, bringing total infections to 19,400, with 321 COVID-19 deaths. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile